And a quick check now on Hawaii, where one of two storms has come ashore, but as a tropical storm, not a hurricane. Izelle is the first tropical storm to hit Hawaii in 22 years. Hurricane Julio is 900 miles behind and packing some powerful winds, but it is forecast to weaken as well as it nears land. Tyzo Braden, a meteorologist at KHON-TV, mapped out Izelle's path for viewers as they woke up this morning.
And it looks like, again, the hurricane warning is dropped. But again, we're not out of the woods yet, especially for Oahu and Maui County and Kauai. Everything is still headed our way. Maui actually getting hit with some of these real heavy rain showers and upper level reverbs in the radar, lightning and thunder through the backside of Hana Coast and Maka. Wow. Tropical storm Izelle now moving still at about 10, 11 miles per hour. The geographical power of the Big Island really forcing it now off to a more southerly track. But winds still about 50 to 60 miles per hour. So there's still a lot of potential for damage as it moves on that southern track south of the Hawaiian Islands.
Well, as the storm approached, hundreds of people hunkered down in emergency shelters. One of them, a high school on the Big Island, lost power for a while. Here's Ben Gutierrez of Hawaii News Now warning viewers on the Big Island to stay put.
The all clear, once again, has not been given by Hawaii County Civil Defense because there are still issues going on with wind, with rain down in the Puna and Kau districts as Izelle and its effects are still being felt quite acutely there. Still quite a few people without power, at least in Hilo right now. We're not bad shape, but of course the all clear has not been given. Just stay where you are, stay hunkered down, stay safe.
Hawaiians also had to deal with a 4.5 magnitude earthquake yesterday, but it did not cause any major damage or injuries. This is, by the way, the height of the tourist season in Hawaii, and Delta, United Hawaiian Airlines, and Air China have canceled at least 50 flights because of the weather. And weather experts say that a wide area of the Pacific, including Hawaii, could see even more tropical storms this year.